helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond Care Management, we now...
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Two victims have died after a mass shooting in Richmond, Virginia, during a high school graduation ceremony. An 18-year-old male student who was graduating and a 36-year-old man, several others injured.
At this point, we've taken two subjects into custody. At this point, we do not believe there's a threat, ongoing threat to the community.
Acting Police Chief Rick Edwards said several handguns were recovered at that scene. Schools are closed citywide Wednesday. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is officially seeking the Republican nomination for president.
Former Governor Chris Christie offering a brutal assessment of Donald Trump, who he once supported for president, calling him
a lonely, self-consumed, self-serving mirror hog.
Christie admitting he's not the perfect man or candidate, but telling a New Hampshire town hall he won't focus on small issues, instead the bigger picture he says will help all Americans, not just Republicans. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News. A government watchdog wants to know more about those virtual assistants many banks are using.
Do you trust Erica, Sandy, or Amy with parts of your financial profile? And more importantly, should you? That's what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants to find out. It's laying out a number of concerns about the growing use of chatbots by banks to handle customer service requests. A main concern, if the bots are more likely to run afoul of federal laws which govern how debts are collected or how personal information is used. Daria Albinger, ABC. ABC News.
The Human Rights Campaign has issued a state of emergency for the LGBTQ plus community for the first time ever. HRC cited the record-breaking wave of legislation targeting the community and the increasing hostile environment. The organization says 75 bills have been signed into law this year that restrict the LGBTQ plus community in some way, with 500 similar bills introduced. This comes as the Department of Homeland Security also warned of growing threats of violence and extremism. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 49. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 72. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows around 45. Low 70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Once again, low of 49 overnight. High of 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On WGBW.
showed the room which Trump kept these documents. Because what he said is, hey, these were in a secure room, and I had a camera on them, so I could see who was, like, a security camera. The FBI said, great, well, let's see the video. Well, when they went to look for the video, Trump's people said, oh, sorry, the pool sprang a leak. And it erased all the documents. I mean, it's incredible. Reading from this article, the CNN story, breaking today, an employee at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence drained the resort's swimming pool last October and ended up flooding a room where computer servers containing surveillance video logs were kept. While it's unclear if the room was initially flooded or it happened by mistake, the incident occurred amid a series of events that federal prosecutors found suspicious. I bet they did. At least one witness has been asked by prosecutors about the flooded server room as part of the federal investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents. The incident, which had not been previously reported, came roughly 2 months after the FBI retrieved hundreds of classified documents from the Florida residence, and as prosecutors obtained surveillance footage to track how White House records were moved around the resort. Now, here's what also happened yesterday. And I'm going to be interested when Matt gets back tomorrow to get his take on this as an attorney. Because here's what happened. The sexy part of this story, and the one that's getting all the play today, and rightly so, is that water, quote unquote, you know, suddenly damaged these records and it was a mistake. But here's what also happened. And I think Matt might say this is a bigger deal. The prosecutor, special counsel, Jack Smith, who's been leading this investigation, this one on the classified documents, met with Trump's attorneys yesterday at the FBI or Department of Justice headquarters in Washington, D.C. And most prosecutors will tell you, most people familiar with this will tell you, that this is what happens exactly before an indictment is handed down. Here's what happened. Trump's attorneys came in yesterday and talked to special counsel Jack Smith. Said, look, we don't think our guy is guilty. We don't think the evidence is clear enough. We don't think this or that should be admitted. Let our guy go, basically. And Jack Smith apparently wouldn't have a whole lot of it. It looks like a Trump indictment is coming down soon. Stay with us. We'll take your calls. 844-967-2789. As Matt would say, I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Back with more on the Matt Flynn Direct program on Civic Media after this. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't
no friend of mine. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. And noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Two victims have died after a mass shooting in Richmond, Virginia, during a high school graduation ceremony. An 18-year-old male student who was graduating and a 36-year-old man, several others injured.
At this point, we've taken two subjects into custody. At this point, we do not believe there's a threat, ongoing threat to the community.
Acting Police Chief Rick Edwards said several handguns were recovered at that scene. Schools are closed citywide Wednesday. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is officially seeking the Republican nomination for president.
Former Governor Chris Christie offering a brutal assessment of Donald Trump, who he once supported for president, calling him
a lonely, self-consumed, self-serving mirror hog.
Christie admitting he's not the perfect man or candidate, but telling a New Hampshire town hall he won't focus on small issues, instead the bigger picture he says will help all Americans, not just Republicans. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheese making. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone.
Welcome back when to I Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Alball filling in for Matt today. He is on vacation out in the desert, as they say. He'll be back in this chair tomorrow, and rightfully so. We're all happy to hear that. I am the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Fan Club. Love this show, love him, and look forward to having him back tomorrow with you. And grateful to have Kelvin along with us on the board. Great tune there, Kelvin. The train might be coming for Donald Trump on this one, on the Mar-a-Lago case, as Trump's attorneys met with special counsel Jack Smith yesterday to try to work out a deal. It doesn't sound like Jack Smith was having any of it. And if you talk to people in the legal field, they say this may mean that an indictment is coming down in this case very soon. Taking your calls, as always, on Matt Flynn Direct, 844-967-2789. Again, 2789. Say that again, Todd. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones now. Mark in the sack. Mark, thanks for calling in, as always, on Matt Flynn Direct. What say you, sir?
Yeah, you know, whenever they're trying to hide information or get rid of information or documentation, there's something funky there. I know that is, you know, when working as an auditor, you know, that there's, we don't have that information. And when they shut down the access to the information, you know, there's something funky going on. That because I've experienced some of that working as when I was working as an auditor for the DNR, that some of the grantees were less than forthcoming in providing access to the documentation, which which state law required me to have access to. And but the result of that is, well, you don't get any money then. That's just the way the cookie crumbled back then for them. Trump should not have had this information in the first place. I mean, it sounds like leaving the White House, he loaded up with everything he could lay his hands on and was looking to monetize it. I think that's what the investigation will prove out, and how he continued to have support among Republicans at all, whether they're not condemning what he was doing, just vociferously, is a sign of how far the Republican Party has declined. And he has, support not only in Washington, but all in the states that supported the insurrection and the fake electors. I mean, the
Mark, I'm not sure that I knew, Mark, that you were a auditor for Wisconsin DNR. I think that's fantastic. It gives us a great perspective. I know it's not the same thing, Wisconsin DNR and U.S. Department of Justice, but I want you to just talk a minute about this point you made. I think it's so important about, as an investigator or as an auditor, whether the state level or the federal level, you are given a certain level of parameters by law that you can do, that you could use tools in your belt to get the truth out of folks. This whole thing about with Trump saying, we're not sure whether the pool leaked or not. I mean, as a former auditor, don't the red flags just go off once you hear someone try to make up these kind of wacky excuses?
Well, immediately. I mean, that I, for environment and for like lake protection grants and stuff like that. And there's certain things that they follow statute and then code, and how I got used to reading both statute and code which kind of outlined, what my access would be. But I mean that you have to provide the documentation, complete documentation to justify the expenditures the state would be making. I mean that it just. Mm-hmm. As a partner to the various communities and grantees, that I'm saying, well, that information is not available. Well, the dictates of when you're given the grant, you're saying you have to maintain this information and give access to it if the auditor says he wants to see it, and that it just it's not directly equivalent, but I mean that statute and code both say that what the parameters are for document retention and who's supposed to have access to it. And in this particular case, Donald Trump was taking national security documents and probably using them for his own benefit.
That's the thing, right? The allegation or what people are thinking happened is that he basically allowed foreign nationals, maybe Saudi Arabia or others, to come into this room, maybe not take the documents, but view them, take pictures, we don't know, and then use that information. And in some cases, perhaps with national assets, live human beings that would compromise national security. That's worth something, right? And so the deal is that a lot of people think that he used these documents essentially to make a hell of a lot of money.
Right, and I mean now the leadership of Saudi Arabia has changed under Trump's. Well, Trump was president of the United States. We don't know what assistance that Trump gave to the guy who seized control of Saudi Arabia was. I mean that it's probably pretty extensive. Gerald Kushner, he did something to get that $2 billion.
Right. I don't think the Saudi prince just looked at him, the crown prince, and just said, hey, Jared, you're a cool guy. I'll give you $2 billion. Usually there's a quid pro quo.
I would guess so.
I would guess so. Mark, we always appreciate you, Mark, in the sack. Thank you so much for calling in. Matt will be back tomorrow. I know he'll want to hear from you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Mark. Let's go to Dick now in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in on the Matt Flynn Direct Program. What say you?
Well, Mark just said it perfectly in that, see, Trump never understood that the federal government and state governments, they actually function by the law. And he never, look how he treated his first attorney general. He always looked at his attorney general. Oh, no, he's not attorney general. He's my private attorney. And it's something interesting. It kind of reads between the tea leaves on this situation. I just saw that William Barr was in front of the cameras on CBS's morning show. And yes. He's about as low a form of life as you can find. But you notice how he does at least know the law, and he knows how to break it or bend it. But he's out there as much as saying that it's coming. And Garland, I think, even when I was upset with him at the beginning of this, not moving fast enough, it was a stroke of genius to take Jack Smith on, because now the Trump people and Trump himself, how's he going to say, well, this is Joe Biden's attorney general doing this?
Yep. You know, I could agree. I saw that clip this morning, Dick, on CBS this morning. Bill Barr, he looks like a cat that just swallowed a canary. I mean, he's up there just laying it out, right? And as you said, he might be a schmuck, but he does know the law, and he's putting it out there. And it sounds like, A, he thinks that Trump is certainly guilty or worthy of investigation. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dick, but I think to him it sounded like there's an indictment in the near future.
That's exactly what I got from it. And like you just said, the guy, he's a schmuck, but he does know the law, and he's bent it severely himself. And you can have just about imagine how Trump will go off on him. He'll probably say, right. Oh, well, he told me I could do this. Right, yeah, it's going to be interesting how they all flip on each other when this all goes down. Giuliani and him and Barr and everybody. Right. It's just going to be a great big you-know-what show.
Here's a question for you, Dick. I'm interested in your opinion on this, because my personal opinion, the 30-35% Trump base, they don't care. They're going to look at him as a martyr. The more that he gets indicted, the more he gets charged, the stronger they are, they're going to support him. I don't think it's going to matter with his base. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. But to the old school moderate Republicans that moved away from him and swing voters, it's they're paying attention. And you're not going to win with that core group. In fact, of the matter is, in my opinion, he drug a lot of those people out the first time in 16 that hadn't voted in years. Right. And they'll probably just crawl back under the rocks they were under.
I think you're also right, by the way, on your assessment of Merrick Garland. I, too, wish it would move faster. But again, as Matt has reminded us so many times, you know, there's something to say about experience. And I think once again, Joe Biden and his administration are proving very savvy, because by appointing that special counsel on Jack Smith, you're right, it gives that layer of, look, this isn't political. These are actually facts. I think it's going to make in the long term a stronger legal case.
Yeah, I agree.
Dick, we appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to add before you leave?
No, that's got it. I think it's going to happen either this week or early next week.
I think you're right. It's certainly imminent. Dick, we appreciate you calling in from Madison. You can be like Dick. Give us a call here on the Matt Flynn Direct Program, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. All callers welcome. All viewpoints listened to. Matt will be back tomorrow. I'm Todd Albolf, having the honor, high privilege and honor of filling in for Matt in his chair today, and welcome your calls. Going to be interesting to see what comes of this case in Mar-a-Lago, but I think I agree. I think an indictment is imminent, and I think we're going to see it. The more this builds, Dick is right. The more this builds, it's only going to make the Trump people stronger. The 30-35% of the Trump base. But what it's going to do is those independents, those folks that have voted both ways, as Dick said, people who might have voted for Trump in 2016. And those are the voters that whoever's going to win the election in 2024, those are the people that are going to make the deciding factor. Wisconsin is the fulcrum point for the 2024 election. Whoever wins Wisconsin will likely win the presidency in 2024. Why do you think the Republicans chose Milwaukee to have their first presidential debate? A caller, I can't remember, on my show or on this show yesterday, a caller pointed out that, well, geez, why are Republicans picking one of the most liberal cities like Milwaukee to hold their first Republican debate? Why are they having the convention there? Because Republicans, whoever it is, Trump, or whoever the nominee ends up being, I think it's going to be Trump, but whoever the nominee is, they need Milwaukee in order to win. or they need, I should say not just Milwaukee, but Wisconsin to win. Why do you think the Democrats chose Chicago? Because it's close to Wisconsin. It's in the Midwest for their national convention. Wisconsin, whether we like it or not, our votes do matter. It's exciting politically. Makes good for talk radio. But it's why it's so critically that Democrats get out and vote, and independents who are against Trump, who are against Trumpism, quite frankly, who are against authoritarianism and fascism. We started off the show by saying today is the 79th anniversary of D-Day, that historic and tragic day in American world history. What's going on in the front lines of Ukraine today matters in stopping authoritarianism and fascism. Because as Matt likes to remind us, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It doesn't always start with a big bang. It's the slow erosion of what are the norms are. And Donald Trump did that in spades. And I'm telling you, another 4 years of Donald Trump, I'm not convinced it would be 4 years. And you say, well, Todd, that can't happen. Constitution prohibits it. You don't think if Trump gets back in and he has a majority in both houses of Congress and essentially the Supreme Court, he won't find a way to undo that? Because he was in once. He listened to some of these guys like Bill Barr and others and said, look, you know, Mr. President, you just can't do that. All right, fine, he said. And he's going to tell these people, look, I did it your way the first time and I got my rear end beat. He gets in again, all bets are off. All bets are off if Trump gets another term in the White House. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones quick. Actually, you know what? We'll hold off because we're coming up on a break here, I believe, Kelvin, correct? So we're going to hold off and then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls in a moment. Stay on the lines. Gene and Eau Claire will take you after this break. You're listening to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
Just released from prison, in need of a job, but no one is hiring. Just Dane has been lifting people through these times of employment barriers for 50 years. And you can support this Madison nonprofit's important legacy and work. Join Civic Media by donating to Just Dane. Any amount will make a difference. Learn more and help now at justdane.org. That's justdane.org. Changing lives. Changing the community for 50 years. Just Dane.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 49. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 72. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 45. Low 70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. To recap, a low of 49 overnight, highs reach 72 tomorrow, lows level off around 45 tomorrow night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the
welcome back
one
to
you want,
direct
babe.
On the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Kelvin on the board, taking your calls, our producer and engineer. We thank you for being here. Matt will be back tomorrow, having a couple of well-deserved days off. Matt will be back in this chair tomorrow. We look forward to having him here. As I said, I'm the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Fan Club. Great guy, great program, great callers as well. Always here on Matt Flynn Direct. Matt back tomorrow. Talking a little bit about this development today in the case against former President Donald J. Trump and the Mar-a-Lago incident, the classified documents. Trump now says there was a sudden leak. The pool sprang a leak in Mar-a-Lago and just happened to destroy all the video evidence of the cameras watching over this room where these secret documents, these classified documents, were kept. But more importantly, perhaps, Trump's attorneys met with special counsel Jack Smith yesterday in a last-ditch effort to avoid an indictment. Not going to work. At least that's the popular belief, even according to Trump's former own attorney general, Bill Barr. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go back to the phones. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for holding on through the break. Hey, we appreciate you as always.
Hey, you're doing an outstanding job, and Matt will be real proud when you get the official, not non-official.
Well, we appreciate that, Gene.
You know, I have to tell you, no, you were a former Republican, were you?
Correct. Were you a I was Republican until 2011 when I was working at the state capitol for then Republican State Senator Dale Schultz, one of the last few moderates in the capitol. And I witnessed a behind the scenes closed door, closed caucus Republican meeting in which they were talking about the so-called voter ID bills, which were essentially voter suppression bills. And it sickened me to the point where I just said, I can't do it anymore, and ended up leaving the Republican Party because, as I said, my baseline is democracy. You know, we can disagree and we can debate policy issues, but if you don't have democracy, it's a moot point. So that's what made me leave.
Well, I admire you, and we're really lucky, you know, that there are people like you in the world because, in all honesty, I mean, I don't know where the old Republicans are. And I remember, you know, when the Republicans pulled that, and I really do believe it was going on in our state and other states at the same time. And there were a few, you know, that were getting those bills written by Alec and the big boys, you know, and they didn't even have, they weren't signed. And they were all similar because I'd go into the legal websites where people like our, people in our state were trying to fight these people. So, you know, it is farther than just Trump. It's you know, it's a force behind, like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
And, well, I appreciate you, Gene, saying that. I appreciate, not to cut you off for a second, but I just want to throw in, I thank you for saying that, because we've heard Matt, I mean, you're a longtime caller here, a listener of the Matt Flynn Direct. Matt has said this before, that he is not for the annihilation of the Republican Party and just having a one-party system. He said in this program before, he likes a strong two-party system. But to your point, this is not the Republican Party of Dwight Eisenhower or even Ronald Reagan or even Tommy Thompson. I mean, those are the people that I knew growing up. You know, it used to be in this state, to your point, Gene, in this state, you had guys like Tommy Thompson saying, former governor, Republican, saying, look, local control is better. People on the Eau Claire City Council should be making more decisions for people in Eau Claire rather than people in Madison. But now you have guys like Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu and others who continually usurp power from local municipalities and put it back in Madison. And that's, again, it's a complete change of the old Republican Party.
And also usurp power from our governor, our attorney general, and all those others. And right. Boy, I hope that, you know, people even run as independents. I don't care. Or independents join the Democratic Party and run, because we need people to run against these, like Voss and those people that support authoritarianism. And we need to fight back against those big organizations that have, you know, scooped up our government, because they have zero concerns about the public. And I hope people wake up. I really do. Because, well, you're important because you're educating. And the number one thing is people hear the truth, and also to have available resources where they can look it up themselves. And I think that's real important, too. Thank you so much for all you're doing. You did a great job. Thank you so much.
Well, Gene, you're the best. We appreciate you up there in Eau Claire listening to us on our new station, WCFW 93.5 FM in Eau Claire. Now you can hear us over the air in Eau Claire at 93.5 FM WCFW. Also could hear us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your smartphone, go to the search bar in the App Store. Go to your app store, if I can get it out, App Store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up, little CM logo. Click on that. It's free. Won't cost you a thing. Takes less than a minute to download on either your Android or Apple phone. Open it up, and you can listen to all our great stations anytime, anywhere on the Civic Media app. Like WCFW 93.5 FM in Eau Claire. Also in La Crosse now, on 1490 AM, WCLC, or WCLX, pardon me, The Eagle in La Crosse on 1490 AM. And also now down in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN, 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Want to finish up just a couple of minutes left here. Want to finish up by saying, first of all, thank you to Kelvin. You've done a great job the last couple of days and helping me out. Want to thank our friend, our colleague, great guy and host, Matt Flynn, for giving me the high honor and privilege of filling in for him the last couple of days. The reason I love this show and the reason I love listening to Matt is that he is direct, right? It's a great name for a show because he is direct. And we have to Gene's point, we have to focus on the truth. And we never thought I'd have to say that, right? The grass is green, the sky is blue. Those are just truths. In today's world with social media, all the different venues out there, so much AI now, you know, all this stuff, harder to get to know where the truth is at. And that's why we need people like Matt Flynn, who's an attorney, who actually knows the law. Someone who's been the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, knows the political process, and most of all, will clean it up for radio. As Matt likes to say, we've seen some stuff. Experience will do that. And tomorrow, in this chair, our fearless leader, Matt Flynn, will be back tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for Matt Flynn Direct. Stay tuned now for the Devil's Advocates on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News.